In the bustling lanes of a vibrant Indian market, amidst the symphony of honking rickshaws and calls of street vendors, my story begins. I am a lollipop, a delightful swirl of colors encased in a clean wrapper that glints under the Indian sun, a treat that children yearn for and adults glance at with hidden smiles of nostalgia. In the industrial heart of Pune, I came to life amidst the whirring symphony of machinery dedicated to the creation of sweets. My essence was conjured from a blend of sugar, glucose, and a touch of magic from the hands of confectioners. These artisans, with their skilled hands and precise measurements, were like alchemists turning the mundane into the extraordinary. The cauldrons of my birthplace bubbled with potential as the scent of caramelized sugar infused the air. The molten sugar that was to become my head was poured into molds, a riot of colors added, saffron oranges, peacock blues, and ruby reds, mirroring the vibrancy of India's own palate. As the sugar cooled and took shape, a wooden stick was secured to my base, signifying my readiness to venture into the world. The factory, with its mix of traditional techniques and modern efficiency, was a place where childhood fantasies were packaged and set forth to meet their destiny. Packed tightly with my colorful kin, I embarked on a journey across the undulating landscape of India. The truck, a canvas painted with dust and dreams, weaved through the changing scenery, from the rolling hills of Western Ghats to the flat expanses of the northern plains. Each bump in the road was an echo of the heartbeat of the country. Each turn, a new verse in my unfolding saga. As we entered Delhi, the truck navigated the labyrinth streets of Chandni Chowk, a historical market that thrummed with life. Here, the past and present coexisted, and the air was thick with the dialects of centuries. The bazaar, a treasure trove of India's culinary and cultural heritage, awaited my arrival with bated breath. I found my place among the constellation of confections that decorated the candy stand. I was more than just merchandise, I was a spectacle. The stand was a painter's canvas splashed with the hues of countless sweets that represented the ingenuity of Indian cuisine. My elderly vendor, a man whose gentle demeanor was the secret ingredient to his trade, treated each sweet as his child and each sale as a personal connection. Days on the stand were a lesson in diversity. I witnessed the world through the eyes of a spectator, observing the rich tapestry of life that unfurled before me. The interactions at the stand were microcosms of society, tales of bargaining, laughter, and the simple joys that sweeten the daily grind. The children were the best part of my existence. Their innocent gazes, filled with unadulterated joy and anticipation, were my moments of triumph. I was a symbol of achievement, a companion in moments of elation, and sometimes a silent witness to innocent whims. The pigtails girl who chose me was the embodiment of the excitement and purity that children bring to the market. She treated me not just as a sweet, but as a companion in her childhood adventures. As I passed from the warmth of her hands to the eager discovery of her mouth, I knew that my purpose was fulfilled in her moments of happiness. The festival of Diwali transformed the marketplace into a spectacle of lights and sweetness. I, among the assortments of Indian sweets, was part of the Diwali milieu, included in the boxes adorned with golden threads and sparkling paper that were exchanged with joyous greetings. During the festivities, the stand was busier. The air was thicker with excitement, and the transactions were not just sales, but exchanges of goodwill. I became not just a sweet, but a token of prosperity encased in festively decorated boxes that would sit alongside clay diyas and delicate rangolis. Throughout the year, I was more than just an item of indulgence. I was a vessel for the myriad emotions that color human interactions. I became an extension of human sentiments, a small sweet participant in the larger narrative of life's events. As an unspoken word of love on Valentine's Day, or a subtle truce between friends, I served a purpose beyond taste and flavor. My presence at weddings, birthdays, and even as a treat after a long day, symbolized the range of roles that a simple lollipop could play. Each person who picked me up from the stand wove me into the fabric of their personal stories, and with each story, I gained a new facet to my existence. All tales, however sweet, must come to an end, and I sat partially unwrapped by the serene Ganges. I awaited the end that all sweets meet. The boy who held me was eager, his anticipation a fitting tribute to my final act. And as I dissolved, I took comfort in the joy I brought to one last face, leaving behind a memory that would last beyond my physical form. But my end is not a conclusion, it's a transition. Like the cycle of life that pervades Indian philosophy, I would be reborn into another form, ready to embark on a new journey, to become part of another tale, another joy, another moment. This has been the autobiography of a lollipop, an ordinary treat with a life as rich and fleeting as the moments it was part of.